I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, July 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, I'm trying to read these text messages coming in. Clayton, I want to let you know Neil Frisky got your message, and he said he will definitely do that. So thank you for the text message. George, up in Sault Ste. Marie, same for you. Neil will be up there in Sault Ste. Marie, and I gave him your contact information. One of the things that we are going to be doing starting today, and many of you running for elected office need to do this as well, is you need to get the signs out this week. Every single sign has got to be gone by Saturday. The primary election day is Tuesday, August 6th. Now, one thing you have to understand, that is basically a week from tomorrow. After the show today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I will be putting signs out everywhere across Antrim County in a full sign blitz. Probably have to put two or three tanks of gas in the Yukon. Doesn't matter. Every sign that we have will be gone, will be out. People have volunteered. Sherry Hogan has a trunk full. Others have signs. Abby, many others have them. But I'm going to be out doing it myself, putting them out in every single location I can possibly find. The Road Commission might pick some of them up because I'm going to be putting them on street corners. I'm going to be putting them in MDOT sign easements. I really don't care. And I'm not going to go pick them up. If the Road Commission wants to pick up the signs, that's fine. You guys deal with them. Because I'm putting them out there for the last time. This will not be the first, not the second. This will be a third round of putting signs out after the Road Commission, MDOT, somebody has been picking our signs up. Not just Vicky's, everybody's. Here in Antrim County, I don't know if it's happening in your county, but it's happened now three times to us. Well, guess what? This is it. It's game on, people. A week from tomorrow is election day. And if I put them out there and people see them for a couple of days, and then the Road Commission, MDOT, picks them back up, well, they can take care of them because I'm done. The trailer will be empty. The back of the Yukon will be empty. They will be gone. That is my mission in life for the next week. We are going to put them out there. If they get taken, so be it. But if you have signs right now for your campaign, it's your job to get them out there this week. 9 days of early voting, folks, started on Saturday. But we're having fun at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. People were actually able to go and vote on Saturday. They were able to vote on Sunday. All this week, through this coming Sunday, August 4th, until 4 p.m., people will be able to vote in person. A week from today, August 5th, they have the day off. as they prepare for Election Day on August 6th. By 8 o'clock when the polls close, folks, that's it. You have to decide, did you give it your all? For any candidate that you support and you really hope that they win, this is the week you have to contact them and do something. If you want to put up signs, if you want to make phone calls, whatever you can do to maximize your effort for your candidate, you need to do it. Now, one thing we're going to do is we're going to get the final list of absentee voters who haven't turned in their ballots. We're going to get that on Thursday. We're going to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday making phone calls the best that we can. We're going to be making phone calls. We're going to be contacting voters who haven't turned in their absentee ballots yet. I may actually get in the car and drive over and see them in person, knock on their doors. We noticed that you got an absentee ballot, but you hadn't turned it in yet. Just wanted to come over and hand you a business card. This is her name, Victoria Bishop, running for Antrim County Clerk. This is her platform. Please consider turning in your absentee ballot or voting in person on Tuesday, August 6th. Now, what happens if you requested an absentee ballot and you got one, but you haven't opened it yet, or you haven't voted and turned it in yet? What happens? Well, if you decide to go like I am, even though I got an absentee ballot, I wanted to see what mailers I was going to be getting while I'm holding my absentee ballot. I'm going to vote Election Day, Tuesday, August 6th at 7:37 p.m. at night. I want to see if somebody had tried to vote for me in the poll book, because I'm a high propensity voter for primaries and general elections. They will know by 7 o'clock, hey, Trucker Randy hasn't voted yet. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's not feeling good. Maybe he didn't turn in his absentee ballot that he got. Maybe he got lost in the mail. Whatever, we're going to vote for him. Well, I'm going to find out and be able to report to you on Wednesday, August 7th, what happened when I go to vote at 7:37 p.m. on Tuesday, August 6th. I'm going to get there at 7:30, but I'm actually going to wait until 7:37 to walk in. Just a little test that I'm doing for my own ballot to see what happens. I'm going to take the absentee ballot in. I'm going to walk in and say, hey, I got this absentee ballot in the mail, but I'm not going to use it. I'm here in person. What do we do? Do I vote on my absentee ballot and turn it in, or do we spoil it and issue me an in-person ballot on Tuesday, Election Day, a week from tomorrow, August 6th? We'll see how the process goes. We'll be able to talk about that as well. I want to see what mailers I get. Now, Vicky's campaign is mailing all the Republicans today. It'll be going out in today's mail from Grand Rapids. They'll start seeing those in the mailbox on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. The absentee ballots, they haven't turned in their absentee ballots yet. That mailer is going out on Thursday, August 1st this week. Yes, August 1st is here this week on Thursday. It takes 2 days. So they'll probably get them on Saturday, August 3rd, or Monday, August 5th, right before the August 6th election day. Just a reminder, hey, you haven't voted your absentee ballot yet. Here's the mailer for county clerk. This is what we're doing. Now, you may not have a countywide race. You might be running for county commissioner and have one or two or three, four townships. Brett Gooding and Emmett, he has four townships. Well, he can find out from the company that's doing his absentee voter ballot chasing who hasn't turned in their absentee ballot yet. Four small townships around his house where he lives, he might actually go and be able to knock on their doors. This is how you need to do this, folks. And if you can't knock on doors, you're physically not able to knock on doors, you can get a list, you can get phone numbers, and you can call people. Hi, my name is whatever your name is. I'm a volunteer for this candidate. I'd like you to consider voting for Josh Saul for Congress. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. State representatives, depending on where you live. 105th District, vote for Christian Marcus. 106th, vote for Todd Smallenberg. 107th, vote for Neil Friske. For county sheriffs, give them the county sheriffs that you're supporting. It's phone calls, people. That's all it basically is phone calls. You can decide the outcome of this race by changing a few votes. But let me tell you, they're predicting that this is going to be a very low turnout on Tuesday, August 6th. A week from tomorrow, they're saying that a lot of people may not even bother to vote in the primary. Well, whoever the parties pick, that's fine with me. I'm voting for Donald Trump in November, and whoever they end up putting on the ballot, I'll be voting for them too. Do you realize that some of these races could come down to 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 votes? That's it. Dar Olson, for example, Inverness Township Clerk in Sheboygan County. If you make some calls, if you tell some friends, if you send a text message out to a few of your friends in Inverness Township, do you know she could beat the incumbent maybe by 2, 3, 4 votes? That's all this could come down to. Instead of voting for the incumbent, vote for Dar, and she gets elected because you made some phone calls, because you texted some of your friends that live in Inverness Township, Sheboygan County. That's how simple this is. Doesn't take a lot of time. Doesn't cost you any money. We all have phones. We can do this. Contact Dar, find out the names of people she would like you to call, or maybe you just send a text message on your own. Make a list. This is very simple. Get out a piece of paper and a pen, pencil, and write down the names of your friends or neighbors that you have stored in your cell phone. People you know that live in your township, your city, your village. Write their names down. Not in your phone. Don't go through your contact list. Just people that you know that come to top of mind. 10 people, 15, 20 in your township. Put together a text message. Copy and paste it and start sending it out to these people on their cell phones. Hey, this is Randy. These are the people I'm voting for, and I hope you can support them as well and vote for them as well. Share this information with your friends. Hit send. It's done. I'm voting for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, Josh Saul for Congress. And these are my picks for county commissioners, sheriffs, and others. It's this week, people. We need to do this. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Got a text message from Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan County School Board member. He got to meet Missy for the first time. They had talked a couple times on the phone, texting back and forth. He sent this to me on Sunday morning. He said, great time yesterday. Beautiful day. Impressive venue. Yes, it is. Richard Davis, want to thank you so much for giving us your property to use for the day again. It was awesome. He said, I killed a few bowling pins with my .45. Prime Patriot Training Center. Nice job. Then he said this. Unfortunate that so many of our neighbors could not find the time to come. This is a reoccurring theme with consequences. Unfortunately, it will likely arrive painfully. I thought about that text message. And Tim's right. For the people who didn't bother to come, had excuses, had other things that was more important, the camaraderie that Missy spoke about, that energy, that feelings, vibrations, energy that was shared by everybody. I got another text message from Sandy and Ralph Pruder. Ralph's not doing good, folks, just so you know. Pray for him. But she sent a text message, and this is something that, you know, I got quite a few of these over the weekend, but I really didn't want to mention it or talk about it that much because, and it's not about me, it's not about Vicky, it's not about the Antrim County Conservative Union. It's about you, our radio family, all of our friends and neighbors. At the end of the first hour, she texted me, she said, it was a great time had by all, thanks to you and Miss Vicky. Well, you know what? It does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. You know, I spent time shopping for all the food ingredients for the carrot cake. I bought all the condiments and all the stuff that went with the pork, went down and picked it up. Thank you, Rick Young from Elk Rapids Village Market. If you guys are ever in Elk Rapids, get gas and buy groceries or your food, ice, whatever you need, go to Village Market there in Elk Rapids. Thank Rick Young if he's there. He provided the pork. Ian smoked it for us, pulled it all apart, brought it in the serving trays, kept it warm for us, did a great job. Thank you, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pick. Went to Costco, got some parting gifts at the end. Almost totally forgot. Thank you, Sherry Hogan, for reminding me. We drew the numbers. Everybody went up and got a gift, a parting gift. We had a great time. We're going to do it again August 23rd next year, 2025, but it's going to be a real party. I mean, this is going to be a real party. I'm going to see if I can even reach out to maybe Mark Farner, some folks, see if we can have them come and speak. We're going to play music. We're going to have a great time, great food again. It'll be late August, right before Labor Day, August 23rd, the fourth Saturday in August. I've already looked at the calendar. That's the date. Same exact program. Gates will open at noon. Thank you all the guys that were standing out on the gates, checking everybody in, making sure we didn't have any people that weren't supposed to be there. Paul, Andy, his friend Jeff, and Lou hits up in St. Ignace. Thank you, Lou, for being out there. He was the last man on the driveway for us. We greatly appreciated him doing that. Then he helped me break down so many things, carry so many things. We kind of tuckered the guy out, I got to tell you. He said, Randy, I'm running out of gas. I said, I get it, Lou. Totally appreciate your help. He did fantastic representing Mackinac County. Don and Jerry came down from Hessel. They're coming back next year. Dar Olson, all you guys, greatly appreciate you coming. Donna volunteered with the kitchen as well. She helped out Carla and Tracy and Barb Ajima. It was awesome. It only comes together because of you guys. I don't want any credit for it. We're just the venue. We're just the platform that puts it all together. A lot of work, a lot of effort. Yes, it is. But you know what? It's what we do. We give back to you guys. We want you to come and enjoy it and have a good time like Tim did, Sandy and Ralph Pruder, many others that came. We're actually going to help some people. Missy took the time and she actually scanned Bill Bailey. Pray for Bill. He's dealing with cancer. He's going through chemo right now. Missy's going to scan him, send him his report. I believe she did scan it, I should say, and tell him basically what's going on. He, once he gets through the chemo, says he wants to go on the wellness program. He's already lost a ton of weight dealing with cancer. But he wants to do the wellness program and get his system strong again. Get through this cancer, get through the chemo, and fix basically his life, his body, and get himself back in the sink. It's what we do, people. Great sponsors were there. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing. If you need to buy a firearm, you want to trade one in, definitely give him a call. Greatly appreciate Tom spending the whole day there. I didn't even see Tom. I didn't even know he was there. He said he was so busy talking to people out over his tent, he didn't even have a chance to come up and say hey. But we saw him at Neil Frisky's event yesterday. We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about campaign finance money in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the